the newest Packer Hall of Fame. Is it an inductee? Or I don't know how that works. He's not inducted yet, but he will be. And somebody that I have, great respect and admiration for is Earl Dotson. And by the way, looks sleek. Like, I'm talking sleek. I thought I actually went lighter than what he is right now. That's how impressed I am with how good he looks. Earl Dotson joining us. Earl, thanks for jumping in. I guess first off, how awesome was it to hear that call from the Packer Hall of Fame that you're going to be a part of it?
You know what? I missed the first call. You know,
I
saw it. I don't know who that is. So I'll put it back down. So I got, listen to the voicemail. I was like, man, like somebody playing with me. And I called him, Sam. He's like, hey, congratulations. And, you know, the thing is, it's about legacy. You know, just like, you know, our names will always be associated with Green Bay. And since a kid, that's what we work for, man. We put in the work to get where we at.
No doubt about it. So did you get emotional? I'm gonna let Jason try to Oprah you, but
so you want to know if I cried?
I know I did.
You know, they had a little pollen in there.
They did?
just a little bit.
But it is, I mean, it does mean a lot.
It means a lot.
To your family, and you just think, and I know I can only speak for myself, but when you think back to all those people, your coaches and family and friends that helped get you there, that's what that's all about.
Yes. Matter of fact, I'm going to have pretty much every offensive line coach that coached me at the induction. You know, it's something that, like I said, they could take pride in because all of them has something to do with the success that I was able to accomplish, you know. Coach Levine. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, go ahead. You can always speak over Jason.
Go ahead.
It's one of my favorite things to do.
Coach Levine, man, like I said, hey, man, I love that guy. You know, he went to Towson, he went to bat for me. You know, I never thought Green Bay would draft me when Kane worked me out. That was the shortest workout I ever had. I was like, man. They hate me, you know what I mean? But come on, you know how he was when we first met him. But it was short, and I was like, man. But on draft day, he called me, and I was happy to come up here. You know, this is the best franchise to play for, hands down.
Earl, you and Tausch are good friends, and I always thought that it said a lot about both of you that you have that relationship. Even though, obviously, the circumstances of playing football were challenging at times between the two of you, right? I mean, you have your back issues in 2000. He gets his opportunity. Then he blows out his knee in 2020, in 2002. You come back and make, you know, play at that high level again. What was your relationship like with the big fella next to you?
I knew Tausch was going to be, you know, a problem in this league when he first came in. You know, it's the mentality he has. Like, he's not going to just sit there and let somebody beat him. You know, he got that mean streak that you need as an offensive lineman. You know, everybody talk about defensive lineman being, you know, the more dominant one. But to play offensive lineman, you got to understand, hey, it's a lot of work, you know. But if you have a mentality and a talent, you'll be all right. And I knew from day one he did.
When I bring up that 2002 season, I always think about how you guys patchworked everything together after you'd lost Tausch, you'd lost Cliffy, right? Flanagan goes out to left tackle. You come back and play great. I'm curious, when you look at an offensive line, because the Tausch and I have expressed our reservations about the depth of the Packers' 2026 offensive line, and frankly, maybe about the starters, too.
I ain't trying to be ugly. I'm just saying we need to get better in that area. Not trying to be rude. Just saying.
No, you're not being rude. You're being honest, and that's why I ask you because, you know, you guys found a way even through injuries, and that was because you had a bunch of talent. Like, you had a Packers Hall of Famer during the 2001 season sitting behind Tausch. waiting to fill in if they needed you, right? After everything you'd gone through with your back and everything else.
Man,
and I just don't see that kind of depth that you guys managed to get through it. So how do you view that group going into this season, and how do they
Not even depth. I just am curious what your thoughts are on the starters. Because there's a lot. You have a left tackle that hasn't played tackle in this league.
We didn't play good this year, plain and simple. Like, the battle in the trenches was lost. If you don't win that battle, you ain't going to win games. You can't run the ball, you don't win games. You know, and we had problems doing that. We had the receivers. We had the running back. We have a great quarterback. Our weakest point was the offensive line. Plain and simple.
And what do you think of just kind of running it back? Because they ended up signing Ryan back. Zach Tom needs to get healthy, but the left tackle spot, we all know how important that is. He's a first-round pick. I think he's got good feet, but you just kind of run that back, and we're not even getting into what Jason was talking about, the depth. With a lot of guys that have not played at all, we had the luxury. We had veterans. That's not the way the league is working now.
No, so not at all.
What's the expectations? Do you think what would you, as a fan now, what's the expectations from your end?
Right now, the draft, I like that it picked them up, but I think we still need more work. We still need, a little more talent. Like I said, we could get the run. We got a great running back. We got two great running backs. If we could get to moving the ball on the ground, we'll be all right. So right now, I'm kind of somewhere in the middle how I feel about the line going.
Kind of wait and see.
Wait and see. That's all we could do. And we'll find out fast.
Find out early.
Earl Dotson will be inducted into the Packers Hall of Fame alongside cornerback Tremon Williams on Thursday, July 30th in the Lambeau Field Atrium. You can go to Packers.com to find out more about the
Get
event.
Get your speech ready.
No.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to wing it.
Oh, boy.
I'll just throw it out there, Taz. Don't worry. Your name in there, baby.
Your name in there.
I'm throwing it out there. I'm just let it fly, Like I said, hey, it's been a long time, a lot of speeches that went through my head, so I'm just winging it. I'm going to wing it,
So
the crazy thing is, me and Travon was both in Louisiana at the same time. My family's from there. His family was from there. And, like I said, it's great going in with him, very talented guy. And like I said, I'm looking forward to this,
Earl, you're going to be a Packers Hall of Famer. Tausch is a Packers Hall of Famer. Brian Bulaga someday will be a Packers Hall of Famer. They've got Zach Tom, who is recovering from that patellar tendon tear, but we all know how good of a player he is. Is it about time that we appreciate, and we all talk about Forrest Gregg back in the Lombardi era.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, that's a hell of a lot of good right tackles right there, really elite right tackles. And all we talk about is, what's going on at left tackle? And you guys it's just not fair to you guys.
Part of what we do. But I'll say this. I don't know if there is an offensive lineman that's been through Green Bay with a bigger punch than Earl Dotson.
We didn't do
the pads, and Earl and I would be doing our drills, and I always, God, Earl's punch is, you're not going to do it anymore. Earl's punch is Hall of Fame good, man. It is unbelievable, and I'm guessing even with his sleeked out frame now, that punch is still there.
Hey,
and I could have messed with it, but
I used to always tell you, hey, if you shock them right off the ball, they done lost everything they was thinking about. Most time defensive linemen got one move when they put their hand down. They know what they're going to do. Hey, so if you put those hands on them, hey.
Did you ever catch Reggie real good and knock him on his keister?
Yeah.
I'm guessing you did.
Hey, man, why we gonna talk about that, Tom? Yes. But then, then came the hump.
Sometimes they get paid too, right? That's always the line.
Hey, but you know what? When I first got here, Leroy, George Kuntz, and Reggie White sat me down and talked to me. And they said, man, you could be a great offensive lineman. You know, Reggie said, you know, I'm going to work with you. I'll tell you what you're doing wrong. Mm-hmm. And, like that was my mentors. And to have a guy like Reggie White tell you that, man, I grew up idolizing the guy. So it gave me confidence. You know, I came from a small school. Toss notice. You know, everybody think I came from A&M. I came from Texas A&I. Small school. Mm-hmm. And I think the doubt was the years I had. I had some great years, though. You know, I was offensive player of the year. But they thought the talent I was playing
level
with.
Level of competition.
There you go. Yep. So I ain't going to lie. I came into the league thinking, well, maybe it's true. Until the first day we put on pads. I'm like, I'm going to be all right. But to have somebody like Reggie tell you that, man, that's a confidence booster.
No doubt.
You know, that's a confidence booster.
So, Earl, before we let you go and get to the course, and apparently they've got really good eggs there today. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, the non-powdered. Yeah, Gilbert was all excited the eggs weren't powdered.
But I have to do my Oprah thing here and get you ready for your speech because you're not going to cry. But I do have to ask a touchy-feely question, which you know that was my specialty even when I was a young pup talking to you. For a kid from Beaumont, Texas, who went to Texas A&I, right? No,
there you go.
Not Texas A&M. No.
Hold up. I got to give credit to my junior college too. I went to Tyler Junior College.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
It was a road to get to the NFL, but hey, I stuck with it.
And your first 2 years, you don't play a whole lot, right?
Nah, you know, I don't think I was mentally mature. At that, I didn't take it serious. So I'm going to say this. I hate talking about it. We went up to Philly, and the starting right tackle got hurt. And this is probably my second year. Mm-hmm. I'm still not taking it serious. I got worked on Sunday Night Football. What was his name? Fuller.
Who got you?
Fuller.
Okay.
He worked me. And, you know, and from that day on, I figured I had to take this job serious or I wasn't going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
The next time we played Philly and they came to Green Bay, hey.
Not happening again.
Not happening. But I had to learn how to be a professional. That's what I had to learn, you know.
Well, not that long after that, you were a Super Bowl champion and one of the best right tackles in football. And so.
Yes.
Congratulations on your journey all the way to the Hall. I'm glad you shared that story, plus it prevented you from starting to cry, which is really the most important.
Oh, he preemptively Oprah'd you.
Hey,
got back at you.
Hey, we offensive linemen. That's what we do.
Always be preemptive. Always strike
that's
first.
What we do.
That was his verbal
you see?
Punch.
There go the
that
punch.
Was the verbal
you got
that
the
was
punch.
The verbal punch.
That's
well done.
Earl, we appreciate you, man. It's great to catch up with you. We can't wait to see you for your induction. We're so happy for you on this show, and we can't wait to see you and Tremont go into the Hall, buddy.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate that.